Hey everyone, Jim Phoenix here, and we've got a twofer. A twofer, that's right. From the TNE channel, Spring Shivers. Ooh, 150 hours of must-see from April 1st to the 7th. So if you're listening to this late, get in time machine, man. Go backwards. But we've got, for this one, none other than Haunted Hospital Season 5, Meg Harrell, and the spooky, spooky stuff. Meg's a nurse. Hospitals, hauntings, enough said. All this and more on What's Cracking. Hit it. Hey everyone, Jim Phoenix here, and boy, we've got a twofer today. That's right. We've got more on TNE's annual Spring Shivers programming, April 1st to 7th. And for season 5 of Haunted Hospitals, which drops April 5th at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific, I've got none other than Meg Ara with me today. Meg, how are you?
Oh, I'm so good. How are you?
You love the delivery? Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, I feel like it was like a little like, but I'm like.
I try. Yeah. We try. It's not over the top. It's not over the top enough. So I will admit, my mom was a nurse. So when I see haunted hospitals, I like, oh my, it's like going back to my childhood, right?
Oh, yay.
Of the stories and nurses. And having everything like being extra creepy. My a nurse's job on a normal day is hard, yes?
Yes.
Why? Don't people just get better?
I think you just see the best and the worst of humanity. So you see life, you see death, you see miracles, you see pain and suffering. It's kind of just like the height of the human experience, and you get to be part of it.
Right. I think you hit it on the head, the best and the worst of humanity, because we've maybe not all been to a hospital, but probably know someone who's been there. It's not their best day. It's not like, oh, I can't wait to go to the hospital.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to be there. And that's why when I discharge patients, I usually, my little joke is like, hey, don't come back.
As don't come back. That's so weird. How many times? Oh, wait, that's towns I've been into. Yeah, yeah. Hospitals, towns, same thing for me. I get it.
Yes.
When you are getting this ready and you're having a bad day, good day, and spooky things starting to happen, have you ever just thought maybe it's just the hours you work getting to you, or maybe this is just kind of like your mind going elsewhere for a minute?
Yes. I do think that sometimes when paranormal stuff happens, especially on a busy shift or a busy night shift, sometimes we kind of deny it and we're like, oh, we're busy and let's just keep going and keep calm, carry on. And then sometimes it's not until later in the shift or even days later where you're like, why was that call bell going off and no one was in the room? Why did you just get knocked over? And then we just kept working. Oh, so sometimes you're so busy, you don't realize it until later.
Call, I thought it's just cowbell. I'm like, why would you have a cowbell in the room? Call bell. Yeah. Yeah. My bad. That makes more sense. So it keeps going off randomly. Have you ever experienced something where it wasn't just you? So it was a multiple.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's kind of what the ones that stick in my mind the most is when someone else is involved or a couple of people are involved, right? Because it's undeniable and you see it and they see it and you can talk about it later. Or if you have a picture of something, that's when it's just so fresh and you can't deny it. You become a believer and you make believers out of the other people working.
Okay. And now, because my mom was a nurse, as we said, I know there's sometimes the hours get really long and the break room becomes a sleeping room, right? You just want to like get some small nap, come back charged. Has your experience changed the way you want to rest at work?
No.
Really?
It's still, you're still like desperate for that quick little 10 minute cat nap. It doesn't matter if the ghosts are knocking things over. You just walk in there and be like, hey, I'm going to take a 10 minute nap.
Ghost, be affirmative.
It's leave me alone for 10 minutes. Okay. Go bother someone else. And then you just do what you got to do.
Yeah. There's so many dying patients. Borrow the one of them. Usher them into the other side. I need a nap, please.
Yeah.
That's very cool. It's like hospitals were, I don't know, can be scary because the way the lighting is, that can be scary because we have a really weird fascination or relationship with life and death and the body in general. And then it can be normalized
when you work there day in, day out, have ghosts ever become normalized for you?
A little bit. I do remember some busy shifts where things were happening and it was almost just getting in the way of the things that we needed to do and the care that we needed to give. And an older nurse, I remember her walking into one of the rooms where alarms were going off and things were moving. And she just said, "Stop this nonsense. We don't have time for this. We're all really busy." And she slammed the door. And sometimes that's what you got to do. You got to talk to the energy or the ghost and be like, "Listen, I'm at work. I'm on the clock. We don't have time to play."
Have you done the opposite, going, "I got some downtime. You want to play?"
You know, there's not that many shifts. I've worked a lot of critical care. There's not that many shifts where I was bored enough to hang out with the ghosts or the spirits or whatever it is. But I'm sure every healthcare worker has some sort of story,
right,
that just doesn't make sense, where you're like, "Oh, that was kind of weird. And maybe that was something that couldn't be easily explained." That's probably why there's now 5 seasons of haunted hospitals.
I believe it's a testament not only to the nursing profession and the hospitals, but for the T&E channel to go in and have people tell their stories and just be able to recreate. Have you seen your episode yet?
No. So season 5 premieres April 5th at 10 p.m., but my episode is the 6th episode, and that one premieres May 10th at 10 p.m.
I was getting my fingers and thumbs out to count that many weeks. But so May 10th at 10 p.m. is your episode, episode 6 and season yeah. 5 on the T&E channel. Yeah. That is very exciting. This is a countdown. Are you going to have a party? You're going to have a watch party?
Oh, yes. I already have it planned. We're so excited. My kids are so excited because they love creepy stuff too. Yeah, we're going to have a whole like Halloween themed night.
That is amazingly awesome. You're going to be a superstar in your neighborhood right there.
I know. That would
Mom
be so
the superstar.
Like, "Look, I'm a celebrity, kids." Not really.
I was like, "I'm a superhero for the pandemic." Yeah. But the haunted TV show. That's why you're the real hero. It's like,
Mom was up on the TV.
I saw you on the screen, right? That's what it really is now. Very great. Now, because you said there's some older nurses there before, has anyone like on your first day saying, "Listen, some things move around here. Some things are going to go off here. Just go with it"?
So I was never warned about stuff like this when I first started nursing. I've always had ghosts and spiritual things and paranormal follow me my whole life. I just think my veil is a little bit thinner to that world. But when I started working, it wasn't until I switched to night shift that some of the nurses started saying, "Hey, don't sit in that corner of the nurse's station that's all dark and not around anybody. Just don't sit there by yourself at night. Everybody gets like a creepy feeling." Or that room, if no one's in it, you're going to see some stuff, or they'll tell me their own thing. So there was little warnings of spots or locations or certain rooms that would tend to have more activity.
It's like campfire stories. It's kind of cool. The old
and they were always right. Stories. There was always evidence.
That's the cool thing about it. It's not just, as I said, a campfire story, because sometimes it's a story to make people heightened up, but because you're in the area where it's occurring, you can actually see it happening later on.
I think the longer that you work in healthcare, especially as a nurse, you're going to see something. And some people choose to explain it away, the many things that they see. But the longer that you're in healthcare, you start to become a believer in the paranormal stuff.
Well, and that's going to take me to my next question, because you said early on in your life, all the way, you know, until now, obviously, have you received other messages from beyond? What was your experience before?
Yeah, I've always kind of felt a little bit like closer to that stuff, really interested in the spooky things, especially as a kid. A little bit of like maybe premonition stuff would come up. I would dream about something, tell my parents, and it would happen. Little things like that, that kind of freaked them out a little bit, freaked me out a little bit. And I was like, "Oh, maybe there's something there."
Oh my gosh. I tried that once as a kid, but every time I did it, it didn't work out. So I guess mine were not premonitions. They're the opposite.
Or maybe you have to like develop that skill. Maybe there's something.
Maybe. I'm still working on the Super Bowl winner. Like, once I get that premonition, I'm running with that son of a gun all over the bank and then back. For your fascination with that world, did that help you become a nurse? Is that one of the reasons why?
Good question. I became a nurse because my father was a nurse and was always teaching me anatomy and physiology and teaching me about his job. And it just felt so natural and I was interested in it. And I already had that foundation. I think no matter what I would have chosen to do or what I choose to do in the future, I think that's always going to follow me wherever I go.
That's fun. So you're coloring books as a kid with a Grey's Anatomy coloring book.
You are joking, but
I know.
I'm serious.
Truthful? So
they still sell anatomy and physiology coloring books.
I've got one down there. I know.
The bones and the organs and the urinary system. Yes.
Still the best way to learn, I think. For those that don't know, the way to teach anatomy and physiology without actual cadavers is basically this coloring book. It's got like a bazillion pages and each system you have to go through one by one. It's somehow works.
And it really helps you like to remember. I think everybody should take anatomy and physiology and like understand their own bodies. So everybody go get an anatomy and physiology coloring.
This is coloring. It's fun. I think you're right. It's the way our brain traces where, you know, the hand muscle and memory, and it goes in here and just makes one more layer in your head. Yeah. So when you're doing this, not the coloring book, but when you are applying your skills as a nurse and you're in the haunted positions and you're into all this stuff, have you ever thought once, I have to tell someone about this, from not so much the nursing staff point, like, can't wait to go home? Not, I mean, not to scare your kids with the stories, but to tell your friends, tell your family. Do you feel the need to share?
Yes. Yeah. I think anytime that something interesting or weird happens to you, or if it just happens to you by yourself, you have to share it with someone. Like, you have to get it out. I'll usually call my sister, or I'll tell a friend, or usually I'll have like a best friend on shift. Usually it was my best friend, Natasha, that I worked with that was also in healthcare, that we'd call each other up and be like, guess what happened?
And now, because I did mention the kids part, did you ever try to scare kids with one of these stories?
No,
did I just give you an idea for later on?
Maybe. I might put that in my back pocket.
If you're not cleaning your dinner,
the ghosts will find you. Although when you're a parent and you scare your child with something, that's usually what is going to make you lose out on sleep, because they will come to you in the middle of the night, or they will refuse to go to bed by themselves or do anything by themselves. And then you lose yourself. So I can't really think of a time that I used that to scare them.
Oh, that's more me, man. Oh man, I'm a horrible person. Cause you're right. I don't get to stay there at the end. I'm like, okay, kids, I'm going home.
Good luck with that. Good luck.
Parents, good luck. I gave them sugar, caffeine, and gory horror stories.
Yeah, like, another yours.
But don't get, and I also put a Jack and Box spring underneath her bed. So, you know, about 2 hours. Sorry.
Good luck.
So we're going back with T&E's annual Spring Shivers. Again, April 1st to the 7th. Haunted Hospital Season 5 hits on April 5th. But your episode's on May 10th, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. And without giving anything away, because we have to talk around these things. They haven't appeared yet. If I'll give anything away, were you ever worried that if you answered the call for T&E that they'll just go, oh no, this is BS. You know, we don't like this one.
No.
No.
Because one of the stories that I told, I have the photo still.
Man.
And I don't want to give out too much, but it'll make sense in the episode. I still have the photo.
So this brings up technology. I'm guessing it's not like you didn't have like the old hand crank cameras.
I had my iPhone, and when this particular freaky thing happened, I snapped the picture and I captured it, and I still have the picture.
That's so very cool. I love that we have technology in our pockets that can be used for good. Like for me, seeing paranormal stuff, or, you know, calling out when you're stranded. And we kind of take it for granted, but it's a good way for taking it for granted, because we, as this new generation is coming out, have proof.
Yeah.
We can show this happened. No, it's really happened. Look, this is what it is right here. If you didn't have the camera, if you didn't have the evidence, do you think that people will still believe?
Some people, yes.
Okay.
I think that some people are intuitive, and even just with our obsession with authenticity,
right,
in this culture, I think that you can sometimes tell when someone's BSing, and you can tell when someone was really affected by a story.
Right.
Or if they're trying to fabricate those emotions, especially creepy stories like this, and you watch shows like Haunted Hospitals or any of them on TNE, you can tell when it really affected them. You can tell when they look up and they're going into their memory and reliving it. You're like, oh, this happened.
Oh my God. It's like, you're watching it with me. I do the same test. I'm like, okay, the dilations are here. The eyes are there. Okay. This is like, you see the raising here. True, 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 true. Every once in a while. And honestly, not on the TNE channel, but I've seen this on the channel. I was like, oh, lie next. It's like, oh, no, cut that one off.
I can do that every time. I worked in the ER and people would tell me stories and things. And I'm like,
oh, I bet.
You got to give me the truth. What did you really take?
I think it was just a Tylenol. Yeah, just one. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, tell me the truth. Just one.
Which is, honest to gosh, superpower people need to develop, especially in the ER. You're right. It's essential. And if you ever go into the ER, because I heard this from my mom, just tell them the truth. They're going to find out anyways.
Yes, we will never judge you. I don't care what it is, what you took or what you did. We are not the police. We are not your mom. We totally don't judge you. We 100% want to help you. And we've definitely seen something worse and crazier. So don't be embarrassed. Just tell us the truth, please.
It's the least painful way of finding out what really happened.
Yeah.
And the quickest way of helping you out. Now, do you think because you don't judge and because you're empathetic like this, is that one of the reasons maybe you're visited by the ghosts at the hospital?
Jim, I've never thought of that.
Really?
Wow, that's such a question. Well,
I get a day off now. Great.
I love your brain. Maybe that's a factor.
$10, you can have it.
Yeah.
It's not worth much anymore. So maybe have you looked at the other nurses? Because I'm guessing, you know what? Not just nurses, have doctors seen this?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Absolutely. So doctors, nurses, like elderlies, all sorts. I'm trying to pinpoint. I'm not going to talk bad about doctors, but you know, some are more less empathetic than your mileage may vary. You know,
I do think the job is slightly different. So let's say if I was working in the ICU, I'd have two patients. If I was working in a less critical floor, I'd have four patients. A physician will have 40, 50 patients that he has to round through and travel to the whole day. So if I'm staying in one place with my couple of patients, really observing the floor, assessing everything, I'm probably going to catch some stuff more than if I was just ping-ponging around.
It's so diplomatic. I'm not going to speak for you because I obviously can, and I won't even speak for my mom, but just from my observations, what my thoughts would have been, because nurses do most of the work, they are going to catch most of the things that are happening on in the hospital. And you're right. If you're sticking with those patients, you're going to see, especially ICU and critical care. Do you see an increased spike in the ICU area? Because I'm guessing mortality is not going to be lower in other areas. Mortality is probably higher in ICUs, right?
I've worked almost every department in the hospital setting. And I feel like I saw more activity in just the older parts of the hospital.
Okay.
Like I could tell when I would be working at a new place and I'd be like, oh, this floor is older. I feel the energy. Like I feel the things
the bath mat
here. This was
the Simpsons would say the bath mat syndrome, where it absorbs so much throughout the years.
Yeah.
It's still kind of there as an aura. That's kind of cool. I dig that. Have you ever worked in a nursing home? I forget what they call nowadays, but yeah. Did you see more activity there? Because usually they're older buildings and a lot of the residents are of age and mostly don't check out. So have you seen more activity there? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it's more playful. At least in my experience, I've seen more playful energy and paranormal stuff in the nursing homes. And I think maybe they want to come back and say hi one last time or something like that. So I do remember we had one resident at a nursing home whose room was right across from the nurse's station. And the sweetest guy would always say good morning, good night to us, knew everybody's life story. And he did eventually pass. And it was the very next day that someone else moved into his same room. And this other guy kept coming to the nurse's station and saying, can you come get this person out of my room? He won't leave. He's saying it's his room. Please come get him. And we'd go in. There's no one there. Right. It happened like two or three times over the night shift.
Oh, wow.
And finally, we were like, let's just talk to him. Let's just say like, hey, Jimmy, thanks for visiting us one last time. But you don't live here anymore. We'll miss you. Yeah. But you got to move on. This guy lives there now. So take what you need to reminisce, but you got to leave him alone. And then it never happened again.
That's like a soft landing exorcism. Like, I know you're haunting us right now, but if you could do us a favor, you know. And but that maybe that's what it is. Just wants to one last goodbye.
Yeah, it did not feel scary or like any harm was going to come to anyone. It was just, oh, I want to go see you guys one last time.
Yeah, which is a great positive message. Not everything is going to be horrifying. It could be scary, but they're not out to get you. Sometimes it's just one last trip around the sun. It's one last goodbye. It's one last wave. It's one last Jell-O pudding. I'm guessing they have Jell-O pudding there.
One last little pudding. I really don't feel any fear when I live in a very old home and a lot of unexplained things will happen sometimes. But I don't feel any fear. I know that it's just trapped energy or something there, but no harm can come to me.
That's an amazing feeling. Good for you. Good for you. And that's probably from your, yeah.
I think people are scared of the unknown or startled by something they don't expect to happen or that they can't see. But I don't think you have to be terrified. I think the majority of those energies are not trying to really harm you, which makes it more fascinating.
I believe you're correct. I believe you're correct. And especially in a lot of situations where it's going to be a hospital. Again, no one's there because they can't like, yeah, I can't wait. So I broke my whatever. I got the stomach and I got shot or I took too many pills, whatever it's going to be. It's more of, oh, please help me. Please help me. Please help me. And it's the one last time, one last hello, one last release.
Yeah, just the attention. Yeah.
Yeah. I dig that. And I can't wait for your episode. I'm reviewing all of them, but I want to talk about it. We can't talk about it. Yes, not out yet, but on a T&E channel on April. Wow. April 5th is when the Haunted Hospital season 5 drops, but May 10th is when your episode hits 10 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Pacific. It don't matter what time zone you're in. Just turn on TV all day. Matter of fact, start now. Start on April 1st for Spring Shivers in T&E.
Yes.
April 1st, set it all month, next month. Watch it all. I love it. Meg, thank you so much. If you want to say anything to everyone out there about paranormal, spooky, 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 spooky stuff, what was one thing you want to say as a saying goodbye?
Probably not to be so scared of the unknown. And if you like my stories and you like my episode, I have a whole series on TikTok where I tell different scary things that have happened to me and show pictures and tell stories with other nurses and things like that. So if you want a little bit more, I've got a ton of stuff on my TikTok.
I think that's an amazing thing. I can't spell TikTok, but as soon as I can spell it, as soon as I looked it up, I will download TikTok. And you're underneath your name?
Yes. Well, TikTok and Instagram is the same name. It's at Nurse Meg RN.
I'm right there. Yeah. I'm going to check it out. Thank you, everyone. Thanks, Meg. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.